Mizmor Kof Yod Zayin, Psalm 117 for Tanakh study. This is the shortest chapter in all of Tanakh, just two pesukim. Da'at Mikra basically says that, and spends a lot of its time talking about whether or not these two pesukim, which comprise the entire perek, are an opening, or can be viewed as an opening to Kof Yod Het, or a closing to Kof Tet Zayin. However, they bring multiple proofs from the Leningrad text, as well as Keter Aram Soba, that the most authentic view of these two Pesukim is that it is in fact a Mizmor in and of itself, despite the fact that it's only two Pesukim. So the Rabbanim trying to explain how could there be a perek that is only two pesukim. So the Radak explains that the brevity of this perek symbolizes the simplicity of the world order, which will prevail after Mashiach comes. It's just going to be very simple. That right now there are many political groups and a lot of different factions of people with, really just countless differences in economics, race, politics, religion. But when it comes to the times of Mashiach, there's really going to only be two groups. And those groups are going to be, one, the first group are going to be the Jews who faithfully observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who always had faith in the Torah and the mitzvot. And the second group is going to be the Gentiles who will steadfastly follow the seven laws of Noah, but only those two groups will therefore exist. And according to the Radak, the first verse in this pasuk, in this perek, talks about the Goyim who will eventually recognize God, and the second verse describes Israel who has always recognized him. So we will begin the Mizmor now. Pasuk Aleph, Hallelu et Adonai kol goyim, Shabehuhu kol ha'umim. Praise Hashem, all of you people, and laud him, all you nations, meaning exceedingly praise him. And this is going to be a chidush, because before the times of Mashiach, it's very difficult. None of the goyim really recognize Yod Kei Vav Kei and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty over all. So we see in this pasuk, it has Yod Kei Vav Kei, and it mentions the goyim. Pasuk bet, ki gavar alenu hasdo, ve'met Adonai le'olam, hallelujah. For his kindness to us, again, ki gavar alenu, was overpowering or overwhelming. And the truth of Hashem is everlasting, is eternal. Hallelujah, praise God.